Michael Fans TV. For the fans, by the fans.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Sky Blue Fans TV. Yes, I'm Miles Cullen. I'm in the hot seat tonight because Ken is here, but he's going to have to shoot off a little bit earlier tonight. So I'm in the hot seat and I'm joined by some brilliant guests tonight. You are not going to want to miss this show tonight. That is for sure. We have got three guests coming on at three different times during the show. Okay, so it's going to be absolutely brilliant. You don't want to miss it. That is definitely on the cards. Right, a few little bit of housekeeping first. George and John statue appeal. Yes, we do it every week, every show. And if you can, please spare £5, get over to the statue appeal, donate now, and you can put £5. Or if you want to pay £500, you put £500 towards it if you can spare it. I know we've got a few games coming up and you might not be able to. But you can donate to it and you can have your name on the statue if you donate £500. And if not, just £5. It's not even a pint of beer at the football. So head over to the statue appeal. They're trying to get the statue all ready, excuse me, for next May. And it'll be outside the Superstore at the CVS Arena. So let's hope you can all put a little donation in the old pot there. Also, tomorrow night, we are live at the White Horse in Leamington Spa, top of town. Why don't you come down and why don't you come down to the White Horse tomorrow night? We've got the FA Cup coming along, which is going to be brilliant. So you can have your picture tour. I can see Claudio laughing in the background. Stop it, Claudio. You're cracking me up here. So yeah, you can come and have a picture tour with the FA Cup. We're going to sit around the room. We're going to have a chat. We're going to have a live camera. We're going to stream it live. And we want all the fans down there. We'll have microphones, pass them around. We can all have a little conversation about Sunday coming, the game coming up. If they think that's funny, wait till you see what I've got coming up very shortly. Right, so that's tomorrow night. Let's get our guests on. I'm going to get him first. Hi, Ken, you all right?
Yes, good evening. Good evening. How are we? How's it?
Oh, good, mate.
Getting excited.
Yeah, very excited. Absolutely. Is Claudio still laughing?
I can see Claudio in the window, but I didn't. He's got his pint there. Did he have his pint on the table now, did he?
Well, let's bring Claudio in. Look, here he is.
I was laughing because I thought, who's that idiot in the window? And I thought, oh, it's me. Oh, I love it. Love
you know what Will said to me? He said, it don't look very professional. I said, that's the whole idea of it. It's not meant to look professional. Anyway, good evening, guys. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all good. All good. All excited. Got me ticket, good. Finally.
Excellent. Excellent. Ken, you got your ticket?
Oh, yes, got my ticket, mate, already, yes.
Brilliant.
Now, we'll be leaving at 9 o'clock Sunday morning.
Oh, can't wait. It's getting exciting now. It's getting closer. Now, Claudio, we're going to bring this poster up. There you go. Introduce it.
Yeah, it's the Sky Blue History Podcast with Jim Brown featuring me. We had our first one on Wednesday and it went live last night. We've had some good feedback and it was really, really enjoyable doing it with Jim. I got to see his man cave. It's unbelievable. I mean, I thought I've got a lot of stuff. This is incredible. He's got gear going back to the early 1900s, even scanned copies of programs from the 1800s. Oh, just books and books and books and books. It's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And we had a super great evening. And we filmed it. We recorded the show. And then we spent another hour talking about COV stuff. And I said to Miles, I should have kept the mic running because it was even better because we've relaxed a bit by then. And it was a really good night. And of course, we've got another one next week. And hopefully there'll be something every week. So brilliant. If you've If you've got an idea, if you've got something you want us to talk about, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Excellent. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Love it. So, yeah, head over to the old Spotify there. It is Sky Blue History Podcast with Jim Brown and Claudio. So head over to it. It was released yesterday, and I'll tell you something, it is a great listen. So please, please listen to it. Right, we're going to get our first guest on then. Packed out show. Got guests coming on at 8 o'clock, one coming on at 8:30. And our first guest, she is going to be running the London Marathon with an injury, apparently. Now she's got an injury. And then she's going to go off to the game. Please welcome Jo Chamberlain. Good evening, Jo.
Hello.
Good evening, Jo.
How are you?
Good. All good?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm all right. All set. Good. Excited.
Fantastic. Now, listen, we'll catch up with you in just a sec. We'll find out what it's all about, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and we'll see how you got involved with Coventry City, supporting them and everything. But before that, we do something called Guess the Ground. No spot the ball. Guess the ground. So you can have a little stab at this. So if you want to, Joe, you can have a little stab and have a guess. How many? Now, with this, we only want people to say if they got one or two right. We don't want to give the answers out straight away. People can comment in. But, Joe, how many do you think you've got right there? That, do you think you know what they are?
No. I did originally think the one on the right was, do you want me to say or not say?
Yeah, no, just say if you think you know what it is.
I think I might know the one on the right, but I'm not 100%.
So for someone who's been to 110 grounds, you don't know what the grounds are.
No.
That's brilliant.
Not,
I love
you're
it.
Not, you're not
love
normally it. Sober in most of them, though, are you? That's the thing.
Oh, that's true. And you don't normally see them from above, do you?
I think I do know the one on the left as well. I think.
Okay, so we're going to put wrong. Two down for you then. We're going to put two.
Maybe, yeah.
Claudio?
I think I know the one on the right. I'm sure I went there for a pre-season friendly.
Okay. Ken?
Yes, I think I know one.
One? Okay, brilliant. Excellent stuff. So that's guess the ground then. And also, everybody that's listening and watching, our second guest has arrived, but he's not coming on just yet. So everyone can have a guess at Guess the Gate. We're going to do Guess the Gate at Wembley. So if you want to get your guesses in, have a little guess on Guess the Gate. So please do have a go there as well. So Guess the Gate at Wembley. Right, Joe, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've had a busy week training and being on the radio as well and stuff like that. Tell everyone who you are, where you live, why you're a Cov fan, and why you're doing this London Marathon with an injury.
My name's Jo. I'm 42, almost 43. Live in Basingstoke nowadays. I've lived here since 2010. I'm a treacle turner, born and bred, and I've supported them since 1990, since my dad took me to my first game. I think that's pretty much the rule, isn't it? Whoever your dad supported is who you supported really as a kid. I've been running on and off most of my life. That's my other hobby. I'm doing the marathon. I have got an injury, but it's an injury that I can manage while I'm running. I just have to stop and stretch a bit. And when we found out the game was on the Sunday, I was like, oh, sod's law. But then when they said it was 3:30, I was like, oh, it's doable. So I thought, why not make it a different experience to the last few experiences there, and just have a good day out. Really, it's going to be a party pretty much from early in the morning, isn't it? So, yeah, I just won't be on the beers. That's the main thing.
So, what time have you got to get up then to get down there? And I mean, you've got to be up very early. It's going to be a long day for you.
Well, I'm staying in London the night before because I did. Once we found out, obviously the game was on a Sunday, I thought I've got to take a little bit of stress away from it. So me and my best friend are staying in London the night before. We've got to get a train at, I think, 7:30 from the hotel to get to Greenwich Park. And then you have to get in your pens and get ready, basically, for your wave to get off. And, I've just got to hope I get off quite early, because obviously the earlier I get off, the more time I get to obviously take my time to finish it.
Are you going to be standing there itching to get away? So,
obviously
you're in there quite early in the pen. Because explain how they do it now. Because in the old days, it used to be everyone just went. I mean, how do they organise it all now then?
Yeah, it's all in different zones. So you get like a blue zone, a red zone, a green zone, a yellow zone. And it's all in waves as well. So you'll get like wave one, two, three, four. The colours start off at the same point, so red and blue, they'll start at the same time, but they all merge together about 2-3 miles in, I think it is. The course is busy, but it looks weirdly busier on the TV than it is when you're running it. There is enough space to get through people and stuff. So, it's going to be fun. And I've had me a little custom-made race vest made for it. So,
Have we got a sneak peek? Have we got a sneak peek of it?
No, because I've just packed all my stuff. So,
It's this season.
It's basically this, but as a race vest. So,
Did you get someone to what? Did you buy a shirt and have it remade?
Yeah, got a shirt, and then I had a lady in Basingstoke knock it up for me, and I'm so excited to wear it. So it makes a difference to my running club vest. So
You got the shorts and socks to go with it?
Well, no, I'm not being a full kit. the rest is all running gear, but I'm a half kit.
One thing, have you got Bidwell on the back?
No, I've got Wembley 24 on the back.
Oh, you should have had Bidders on the back. And you said you've run it before. What sort of time have you done before? And obviously it's going to be different because you've got a niggly injury now. But what sort of time are you hoping for?
So my best ever was 3:24. Nowhere near that. Now that was a real good hard work and training couple of years. If I got a 3:40, I'd be really pleased with having an injury. But I've told myself I just want to get a sub-4 on the day because that should allow me to run it comfortable but also finish it on time to basically get to Wembley and stuff. So I'd be really happy with that.
Brilliant. Love it. And then, you're a big Coventry City fan. You travel up from Basingstoke to watch the mighty Sky Blues. Do you remember your first game when you went to in 1990?
Yeah, January 1990, Crystal Palace, 1-1, David Speedy.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Yeah. I mean, to remember that as well and to remember David Speedy, I mean, it says everything that was, doesn't it? Yeah. Because Claudio remembers David Speedy playing in goal at Millwall, don't you, Claudio?
Yeah, we got beat 4-0, was it? With something like 4-1, 4-0. And Millwall went top of the league that day.
Weren't we right in thinking that? Weren't Millwall already about 3-0 up, weren't they, or something? And he only let one in, didn't he?
And we were. Yeah, they were second in the table. We were third. They went top of the table that day.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it? That we're actually third.
Yeah.
What motivates you? Because my wife, I told you, she's a runner.
Yeah.
And she just had serious gallbladder problems. She's come out of hospital and she's done 40K in the last 2 weeks. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? I mean, she reckons I should be a runner because every time I ask for a favour, she tells me to jog on.
it's just what I've always done, and I've got quite a lot of energy. So and also if you've had a bad day at work, sometimes you just go for a run and you can just come in and think, what the hell was I in the mood for? It just keeps you going. And like I say, I've run a lot of races, but you don't generally race a lot of races. Some of them you just run, you take part, you enjoy them, you enjoy the experience. Racing them is just like, it's quite stressful in a sense because you're so focused on I need to make sure I have my gels and my water and everything at a certain point, and you're looking at a pace. Whereas when you just run them, you get to experience obviously the crowd and stuff, because obviously London, the crowd, this is a crowd that gets you through those last 8 miles. Because for me, and a lot of runners will say, the marathon starts at 18 because the last eight feel like it's 18, because that's when the legs really you know, start to give up on you, and you get all your cramps and everything. So so I'm quite self-motivated in that way.
She wanted to know, actually, what would be a good marathon to run for a first marathon, and what was the, sort of the hardest and the easiest ones you've come across, because of the, obviously, depending on what you're running on, it could be a lot of uphills, can't it? A lot of flat marathons.
Yeah, I mean, the best one, obviously, for anyone in this country, if you're only going to do one, you obviously got to try and get London, but it's very difficult to get into London. But I would then say Manchester after that. I've done Manchester twice, and it's well supported. It's a pretty flat course as well. And lots of people, if they are going for a PB on that, they get their PB. I actually got my PB on that one. Hard ones, for me, I hate hills. I'm what you call a lazy runner in a sense. I just want it flat. I want it on the road. But I don't like hills, and I don't like running in the heat. I hate the heat, and I've seen the temperature is going to get a bit warm on Sunday for running anyway. You know, for me, perfect conditions is 8 degrees, a slight breeze, job done. But anything over that, it's too hot. So I don't like hills, and I don't like the heat.
Okay. Sorry. I was just replying to an, because our guest has emailed me, it's coming on at 8 o'clock, and I was just replying to an email. So well done, Claudia, jumping in there. Now, Joe, are you going to make the game?
Yes, yeah. Even after crawl it, I'm going to make the game. Someone offered on Twitter to carry me in if they see me walking down. So that'll be fun. I'll make the game. Worst case scenario, and God forbid that my injury gave up on me. It is what it is, isn't it? You know, it's like I'm not missing that match. Even if I miss kickoff and I miss 5 minutes, fine, but I will be in that stadium. Then I'll do everything I can to get in there.
I presume you're getting public transport there. You're not going to do a Forrest Gump pie and just keep running.
No, God, no. No, I'm getting... there's four tube stops at the finish. And at the finish, you can't get any signal on your phone. It's a nightmare. So I've planned all the four tube stops because you get pushed from pillar to post. So I'll go that way, go that way. So, and because I'm quite emotional after a marathon, because your body just looks like, what have you just put me through, you know? And you just I just cry at the end of it. So the last thing I want is to be struggling with signal on my phone. So I've put it all in my notes. I'm hoping to get to Charing Cross. I'm hoping to get tube, because the tube on marathon day is such good fun. You know, everyone talks to you. It's a party atmosphere and it's just great fun. But if the tubes are that rammed at that point in that area, Charing Cross is where I want to get to, because they've got a big taxi rank. So that's my worst case. But I'd rather not get a taxi. I think it takes a lot of the fun out of it. But if that's, you know, worst case scenario, then that's what I'll have to do.
Yeah. Now, listen, looking back at this season, I mean, we've had some memorable games this season. I mean, is there anything that stands out for you that has been the most amazing occasion this year?
Oh, it was Wolves, wasn't it? It had to be. It had to be. What, and beating them lot, the 69 as well. That was that was amazing. And Twitter for the weekend after it was just brilliant, just taking the mick out of them. And Leeds game was good as well, because their fans don't shut up, do they? And that was good. We won't talk about the games from last week, but I'm quite an optimist in a sense that this has always been a rebuild season for us, and I think we've achieved above and beyond. And I genuinely think 3 or 4 good players in summer. I think next season, sod the playoffs. Let's do it automatic. You know, and we didn't get to really experience proper promotion, did we, a couple of years ago? And I want to experience that and go, you know, come back home, go and party in the street and do that. And we've got to be realistic, I think. And I think we've had an outstanding season. Took a while to get going, didn't it? It went till like November. I mean, Preston away this season was just, that was a low point for me, that game. As was Bristol away. That was a real low point. But seeing Hadji and Sims, their little bromance come on now, I love it. It's so nice to have like two forwards that really seem to, you know, gel and bond with each other and stuff. So yeah, it's a great time to be a Cov fan.
It is. I think, excuse me. I think a lot of people agree with you. It has been sort of a rebuilding season. It's just dwindled off the last couple of games. Yeah. Do you think those last couple of games they were thinking about this weekend?
I mean, I hope not. But at the same point, you could understand why there might have been. But it has been, but then it is a bit frustrating, you know, when you travel the miles to go to games and you feel like, well, I've turned up. Why aren't you lot turned up? And but look, I forgive them. You know, we're going to Wembley. It's no one expected it. I mean, I know we had like a fairly decent run, didn't we, in the FA Cup with who we drew.
Yeah.
But I must have been one of the only fans that said we'd beat Wolves. And I just said, as long as they turn up, we can beat anyone. If the lads, you know, on our day, we can beat anyone. Not Man City, maybe, but I do. And I think we've got a good chance against United. If they send their play that they've been playing a lot lately, then why not? Why can't we go and do them like 2-1? That's what I think. I think we're going to do them 2-1.
Yeah. I mean, someone put on Twitter, did you see it this morning? I can't remember who it was, but they said some great news for Man United, Harry Maguire's fit.
Yeah, Sunday. Saw that.
Some club fans went, yay! Great news!
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of Slabhead, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not a fan of him. But you watch, he'll go and have the game of his life. That'd be sod's law. I don't get the hype around him, or at least Southgate. I think him and him are quite buddies, aren't they? So, I don't know. I think we've got a chance. Why not? You know?
Yeah, why not?
If the players weren't turning up for that reason, then they should be turning up on the weekend, shouldn't they? So, why not?
Yeah. It's the FA Cup. Anything can happen, can't it?
Exactly.
Absolutely anything. Right, we're going to get some comments up in just a sec, and then we're getting ready for our guest coming on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now, he has said, I can announce who it is, but I'm not going to. I'm going to wait. Anyway. Right, okay. So, guess the ground. Get your guesses in. Guess the grounds. Come on. Who just went, was that you, Joe?
Me? They're old pictures, aren't they? Because look at them floodlights. I've just noticed the old floodlights.
Are they old pictures, though? Are they old pictures? Are they? They're not black and white like I've done before, Joe.
No. I'm trying to see if I can make out the cars and stuff. It's too
And they also, now you're going to love this, right? I'm going to put this up now. Now, hold on, I've got to find out who sent it me. 2 secs. So have a guess of the grounds, everyone, and also guess the gate. Now, someone, in fact, actually, it's Claudio's mate that sent this to me. Neil Jakes has sent me a picture. Right now, Claudio, you were laughing at the other one. Wait till you see this one. So what did we say we were going to do when we win the FA Cup? What were we going to do on the show?
We're going to do it in our pants.
I'm not doing that show.
Well, Neil has sent me this picture, and I've amended it a little bit today. I've put the original picture on next to the picture that he's done. Are you ready? So Neil sent me this last night. Oh, I thought it was brilliant. Look, Claudia, Ben's there. His head's underneath the spinning fan TV. And it's us in our pants, and Victoria's going, no chance. Yeah, you got no chance.
That's a very good likeness, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely my body, that is. God, I wish. but yeah, thanks, Neil, for that. Absolutely brilliant, mate. Love it. So thank you so much for that. It's just so much fun. Really is. We've had some good laughs today, I'll tell you. Right, let's get some comments in then, Claudio. Let's crack on with the comments because there's loads in here, and we'll have an ad break and our special guest will be joining us.
Right, bear with me then. I've got a load to go through.
Hundreds.
Yeah, so Gar87 getting excited now. We've got an evening from Lee Beckett, and evening from Bognor Regis from Jack Thomas.
Bognor Regis.
Jack Saunders, evening lads.
What's he doing in
Bognor Regis? I don't know. Jack Saunders, evening lads. Excited for tomorrow and Sunday. course, tomorrow, referring to the White Horse, that'd be good. Luke Carter, evening, Marzi. And then evening all. Evening. I'm glad you've included evening. All of this there, Luke. Alison Berry, evening all from Bristol. Three more sleeps, everyone. And we've got another one. Covandi, evening all from Pompey. You don't realise, we're all over the country, aren't we?
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
Catty Cat's good evening from Coventry. Hey, somebody local.
Hey, someone local.
Luke Carter.
We're glory fans, that's what it is.
Yeah. Luke Carter, that photo is epic. It is the one with the pub. I love it. Wayne Littlewood, good evening all. Tickets arrived. It's all real now. I know.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I had to buy a new printer paper because one of my cats decided to pee over my printer paper. I could not believe could not believe it. Could not believe it. Of all the times to pee on the bloody... Oh. I've got, get a grip from Jack Saunders. I think he's referring to me laughing earlier.
Yeah.
Luke Carter, ticks have arrived. Coach, ticks have arrived. Flag ready. Three more sleeps.
Yeah.
Sky Blue Sam, has Miles got his bucket hat for Wembley?
No, I've got my David Crocky hat.
That's a good hat. I'm going to have to wear the old vintage one, I think.
I'm 87, yeah.
Ralph Wiggins, good evening, folks. Play up Sky Blues. Hopefully, Ralph, you sorted out your ticket. We had a conversation earlier because it's a bit confusing for some people when you get, you know, the different options, how to download it or print it off or, you know.
Yeah.
It can be difficult. And Keith Ray. Now, I know Keith is about to get on the plane from Canada. I sent his ticket over. And my party starts in 20 minutes. See you on Friday.
See you Friday, Keith. Get to Leamington tomorrow.
I've told him. He gets to Leamington, I'll take him home. Well, take him back to the hotel. Nation Radio Coventry, good evening all. And Mr. Cads.
Good evening.
Luke Carter, Keith Ray, safe flight. His son's coming over as well. We've got another Coventry fan who couldn't make the semi-final, gave his season ticket up to somebody to come. It's great. Generosity, that is. Covandi, two, I think. What's that? Is that? I'm not sure what he's referring to there. Jack Thomas, can't wait.
Two grounds.
Jack Thomas, can't wait to get burger grilling in Wembley car park green zone. Oh.
Right, now, I'll tell you the story about this. So the other night we're coming back from Villa Park from the under-21s and we stopped off at Sainsbury's in Borsall Common and they had a load of burger buns on the counter reduced because it was the date, you know, the date they reduced everything. They were 10 pence. So I bought three packs and I went out to the car. I said, get in there and buy all them buns. And Neil, Jack's dad, said, why don't we take one of those throwaway barbecues, set it up in the car park and sell burgers at Wembley?
10 quid each.
10 quid each.
Wayne Littlewood, good luck, Joe, for the London Marathon. Yeah, Wayne does a lot of marathon running. Is he going to Boston? Is he or New York soon?
New York. Joe, he's invited all of us lot.
Oh, brilliant.
Flights, hotels, and everything. We're going to follow him around, meet him at different points, and live broadcast with him from New York.
That's brilliant. Love it.
That's great, isn't it? Can't wait. Yeah.
I've got a load of Guess the Gate predictions, but I won't read those out. There's too many of them. George Osters, has everyone been sent their tickets yet?
Yeah. Got ours. Yeah. Have you got yours, George?
Yeah, I think he has. I was getting a bit worried, to be honest, but it did come about 2 o'clock today. Ian Small, excited but realistic. Fly tomorrow. That's Ian's coming over from France. It's not the burgers you need to worry about. It's the Latibodier hot dogs you have to go. I should have read that first, shouldn't I? it's just a rumour. And Joiner, even all Miles, you hope you haven't washed that hat.
No, not washed it since 1987.
Nation Radio Coventry, Cascarino, Shoringham, Shaw, Hurlock got one as well. I think you're right there.
Millwall, that was against, Yeah.
That's a good one because it's just come up in the news today. Sky Blue Sam, thoughts on the FA Cup replays being scrapped next season? Good or bad?
It's just for the Premier League lot, isn't it, really, that is?
Yeah,
it's a shame, I think. I could understand quarterfinals onwards, maybe, but
yeah,
not beforehand.
It's for all those whinging top top of the table managers, isn't it? Moaning about the games they got to play. Well, you want to win everything. You've got to play the games. You ain't going to win it all without playing the games, are you?
It's ironic that they announce it the day after they get knocked out of the Champions League.
That's
quite funny. Wayne Littlewood, first marathon, Claudio, would be Manchester or Milton Keynes. Dave Granigan, evening team. Hope you're well. Three more sleeps to go. It's like Christmas. Imagine we get through what it's going to be like leading to the final.
It's going to be brilliant. Using
fewer than 250 tickets remaining. Paul Thomas, 75,000 for Wembley. Oh, it'll be much more than that.
Right, Claudio, we'll have to stop there for a minute. We'll come back to the comments.
I'll just do this one. Peter Doolan, as massive underdogs, we are going to enjoy the occasion, sing our hearts out, PUSB.
Oh, definitely. We are the massive underdogs, aren't we, Joe and Ken?
Yeah. But I'd rather be the underdogs, to be honest. Everyone's going to be a Cov fan on their Sunday, aren't they? Apart from Leicester. And Birmingham.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely. It's like everyone's going to want Cov to win. Ken's on mute.
Yeah, Ken's on mute for some reason, isn't
he? Yeah, Ken's on mute. Sorry, Ken. Underdogs, are we, for Sunday?
We're not. No. Well, I think we are for other people. We're not. Not. I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Myself. Yeah. I mean, other people will think, Man United are going to win. But I think we know the team a lot better than other people do, and we can turn it on the day. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. It's going to be just an amazing day, and I think we're going to turn up. Right, we'll be back in just a sec. We've got our next guest coming on. Joe, you can stay there if you like. You can carry on chatting with us all, and hopefully you're all going to get involved. Just going to take a quick ad break.
Sky Blue Fans TV, for the fans, by the fans.
Hello and welcome back to Sky Blue Fans TV. Yes, I'm Miles Cannon. I'm in charge this evening because Ken might have to shoot off very, very shortly. And Ken is here. You all right, Ken? All good, mate?
Yeah, all good.
Still excited? Is it making you more excited?
Very excited. Yeah, the countdown is on.
Brilliant. I can't wait. Claudio, what about you? Is this making it even more exciting?
I was just... pathetic, really. I'm 58. I'm 59 next year, and I'm just like a kid still. It's only football, isn't it?
No, it's the FA Cup. Magic of the FA Cup, mate, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And Joe, you're excited?
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Yeah.
It's going to be brilliant, isn't it?
It is.
You got to finish the run because we want to see that medal. Got to see your medal.
You probably smell me before you see me, to be honest. Yeah, I'll be really? One that looks really drunk, but I haven't had a drink. So.
Right, now, before we get our next guest on, don't forget, live tomorrow night at the White Horse in Leamington Spa, top of town. If you're in and about Leamington or wherever you are, you can more than welcome to come and join us. There's the door. It's in the front bar. We're going to be there from 6:30. We're going to start at 7:30. Get down there. We're going to have a chat. We've got the FA Cup coming along. It's going to be brilliant. So please come down, have a chat with us. And there might be a couple of special guests turning up as well. So you never know who you might bump into down there. But come and say hello. We'll all sit around. We've got a few microphones. We're passing around the room. And we'll just talk as if we're like after a game or just before a game and around the table and just have a good old chat. And if you've seen our previous shows, the one at Ipswich and that is the sort of thing we're going to do. Sit around the table. Right, we're going to get our next guest on now. Now, our next guest might have a second guest joining him, actually. He's just mentioned to me. So, please welcome. And I do want to say, please do not ask any questions, any intimate questions, or any questions about the club, or any questions about his brother. Okay? He's coming on for himself and for Cobb, to be a Cobb fan, and to tell us all about his new incentive he's put on Twitter this evening about a poster and everything. He'll go through it all. I've got pictures and stuff. But please welcome, I'm so chuffed this man's joined us. Please welcome Mr. Will King. Good evening, Will.
Good evening, Will.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I've been listening and delighted there, and hopefully I've accessorised my mini studio here suitably. I have a bucket hat. I have a personalised banner that some great fans did for me last year, which was wonderful of them, based around Doug's song, Woke Up This Morning. And then I had the head of Dog King's Sky Blue Army.
There he is. He's been
with his blue balls all today. He's been chasing those around, destroying my productivity. But he's a captain dog, and I've got Doug's t-shirt.
Oh, fantastic!
Surreal. It's just completely surreal. I can't think of any other word. I was telling my dad earlier, and he was like, "See you on Sunday." Then I said, "Yeah." Second time at Wembley for my 91-year-old dad, and of course, wow, all the fans. So, thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem at all, Will. That, thank you for coming on. It's great that you've wanted to come on. It's so good to have you on. Now, before we go into this incentive you put on Twitter this evening, I mean, being turned into a Cobb City fan, you've just mentioned about you and your dad going to Wembley, 91 years of age, and your brother's got a song about him. I mean, being a Cobb fan now for yourself, what's it like turning into a Cobb fan like you have? Because you are mental on it now, aren't you?
Well, the thing is this. When we were growing up, I was the eldest of three, and Doug and Pete, we've got a younger brother, Pete, who works with Doug at his agricultural company, Yellow. They were great. Everything, ball sports, football, golf, rugby, tennis, ping pong. We had a ping pong table in the house. Snooker. And I was not good. So they basically went off to be amazing at school level and junior level in their respective sports, cricket, golf. Doug was like a scratch player, I think, when he was 15 or something like that. And I was a bit left out. I did skateboarding. And luckily, Dad got me into sailing. So rather than me being the last to be picked by Doug or Pete at warmer rec and putting gold, that is no fun at all, let me tell you. Or being called Toe Punt Will, which was my nickname, or Goal Hanger Will. I got into sailing, hence I'm in Cowes on the Isle of Wight this evening. What I love about what you've got there is the community. I love the fans, the game's the game. My eyes, 22 guys kicking the ball around towards a rectangle, and it's nothing without 80,000 people there or 30,000 people, or even your parents watching you on the sideline. So I love the community. You'll try to get around Singer's Corner in the second half of matches because I can, and Doug, obviously, it's very challenging for him. And that way you get to know your authenticity and the delight of such a storied club, which you know it is. I mean, even I know it from the 80s. And I'm not even into footy. I only knew Chelsea and Coventry, which is kind of surreal, isn't it? So you're a huge club. And I know you've got huge ambitions, as has Doug, as has everybody. And, you know, it's all about what happens next, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we're getting very carried away here, Will.
The dog's not at all carried away. He was trying to go to sleep there. But
bless him. Yeah, someone just had their spout. But, yeah, we do get a little bit carried away here. And I do get very excited. I'm a very excitable person, as you probably noticed. I mean, this for us is just unbelievable. I mean, the last 7 years for us has been unbelievable, but the last 14 to 15 months has been whirlwind for us. And to go to Wolves and beat Wolves the way we did was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
Well, I knew you were going to win that game. I don't know why, but when I sit with Doug in the director's area, I'm not normally next to him. He says to me, sit on your hands. TV cameras won't be watching, just keep calm. So I sit quite a bit away, and I sat with the performance director, Dr. Claire. And obviously you went 2-1 down. And we had, you know, that VAR decision, 10 minutes. And everybody's going like crazy about the VAR. But those 10 minutes, ironically, saved the game because I just knew they were going to score, they were going to win. It was my late mum's, would have been her 90th birthday on that day. There were robins. It was meant to be. And I just kept looking down at Doug and saying, you're going to win it. And he did. Because you believed that it happened, didn't it? And I've got that feeling about Sunday. I've just got a feeling. But you never know, do you? Funny old game, football.
Oh, that's what Jimmy Greaves used to say. It's a funny old game. And he backed us all the way in 87.
Yeah. And yet he was I remember any FA Cups, but I remember that one. And that kit he used to have with the tram lines going down the front.
Yeah. Yeah, like last season's kit, with the old tram lines. We had that was a remake of it, wasn't it? So I just want to bring a comment in here for you from All Travel Advice. Will, pass on a message, please, to Doug that all the Sky Blue Army are grateful to him and what a great job he's done. Playoffs last season, semi-final the FA Cup this year. Being pushed around by the teams like Sporting and like Sisu were. So can you pass that on from all the Sky Blue Army? Say thank you to him for us all.
I screenshotted that and I'll WhatsApp him after the call, making sure there are no dodgy tabs open on my browser or anything else like that that may or may not have been Easter eggs, but you never do know.
Now, let's talk. Talk a bit about King of Shaves then. You come on to have a little chat with us about this incentive that you're doing on Twitter. How did King of Shaves come about?
So back in 93, I was basically a high-flying advertising salesman who was then made redundant in the early recession when interest rates were 13% on your mortgage. And I went from earning a good wage to the bike mum gave me. And I decided to do two things, be my own boss. This is in 1993, and make product, because product always sold. So hated shaving, studied engineering, Body Shop was huge with the legendary, now deceased Anita Roddick, and I invented basically shaving oil and managed to get it to Boots, then Tesco, well, Harrods first by ringing up Mr. Al-Fayed, and then got this launched into the retailers, and it took off like a skyrocket. And that was it. Found a small brand called Ted Baker, doing about 15 million quid in sales, 1995, and convinced the then founder, owner Ray Kelvin, that we should license, do Ted. So we did, and the company I demerged still does in 2024. So it's been a joyous journey. Doug's been there for all of it, the highs and the lows. And that's the thing with life. You've got to have highs and lows to experience the elation or the sadness. Yeah, if we all went along boring road, like boring, well, we'd all be bored, wouldn't we, basically?
Yeah.
Cabbies in London drive at 20 miles an hour. If they go 2 miles over the limit, they lose a licence, which is just surreal.
I mean, it is a good product. I mean, you know...
It's the best, but it's the King of Shaves. And do you know what Mr. Gillette's... What was Mr. Gillette's first name? Do you think, any of you?
Don't know. What was his name? King.
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 And they'd never trademarked King of Shaves. They got the right up when I did. And I had to argue at European court level that they were trying to say you can't because it infers you the best. And I said, well, mum and dad gave me the surname. So the patent lawyer said, well, it is his surname, so he can. Wow. Oh, yes.
There so you that go.
Basically made that along with buyingshave.com in 1995. And with the rest is like, you know, I don't know. It's 31 years now. And Doug's literally, what, a year and a bit into his... You know, stewardship of Cov. Yeah, he's been working away, and Pete has too.
And I mean, this incentive then, I've pulled this up on the screen. Tell us what this is all about.
So basically, you know, Doug and I obviously comms about stuff quite a lot, and he said, "What are you doing then around the FA Cup?" And I said, "Well, it's a challenging one, to be honest with you, because." When you find out a TV ad spot costs, including production, the ad, about 185,000 for 30 seconds, I thought I'd leave the money in the bank maybe for him to invest in talent or windows for your training ground or whatever there. And that's just for one ad, just in advance of the kickoff. So what we've done historically in the past is if we weren't strategically aligned, let's say with Coventry, my brother and me, I'd have like done a sky shave and parachuted in and sort of had barbers and captured it all, and a bit like the Queen going to Wembley 2012, but faked it to sort of like it's on a day, but not on a day. And that would have been amazing. But we didn't have the time to pull that together, do a sky shave, done it before. So we're doing two things. Firstly, Doug was keen that we get a mission out, as am I, about it's what about happens next, not about what has happened. Yeah, it's about your response, not your reaction. And in shaving, nobody shaves these days. I mean, I obviously do about 10 minutes ago. But we live in a world which is stubbled. You don't have to shave to go to work. We had to go to work wearing a tie. I'm 59 in August. Tie, phone with a cable, wear a suit. Yeah, and none of this work from wherever stuff. So if you're going to shave, we want young people to learn how to shave again, because we're not convinced they do know how. So we've got a big activation around TikTok on the Saturday and Sunday. We've got a very famous King of Shaves girl, she's known as. If you go to our TikTok, she's not on social, but she's famous. So that's quite ironic, isn't it? So she's going to be going around Wembley Way. We're going to be in Box Park in Wembley, because I know Roger Wade, the founder of Box Park. And then we're going to be in a pub in Coventry. And then with regard to the competition, we want, basically what we want to do is ask people what they would do if they had a shot at being an advertising agency. So there's lots of people who enter. Some of the famous ad agencies enter under nom de plumes to see if they can get in and win. And we've had over, I think, approaching 300 posters, had millions of views today. And what I'm going to be doing is judging that with Dougie and other people, announcing that, and then hopefully do something special with them all on the Sunday to thank the fans for joining in. And that's kind of the way we roll, yeah? We haven't got the Man City, Chelsea level of budgets, but that ain't worked out so well either, is it, with financial fair play? Oh, well. And I think Doug's probably quite happy with, you know, his position with the same with Cov.
Yeah. I mean, we put a description in. We haven't made a poster, but we have entered it and we put a little description in. Claudio came up with the saying. What was it again, Claudio?
I can't remember that.
I did see this, and I'm minded to have a chap called, who's a legend at OMB, called Zed. He's watching. I might send him your tweets and see if he can work a couple of things up overnight. Put a bit of shifting around your words, boys, to give you a bit of visual appeal.
That'd be brilliant. I
mean. Hey, or just allow AI to do it. That's what I'd have done. Plug it in the ChatGPT and see what that came up with.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. We've got to do it ourselves. We've got to do it ourselves. Do. Use AI.
Garbage in, garbage out, they say, don't they? But that was talent. I think Nick Entwistle, who's a Man City till he dies and owns Bank of Creativity at OMB, I think he liked it, didn't he? So that's quite clever. So,
brilliant.
He's a top ad agent. He's doing it in Manchester. The wheel's shin shady. He's got some art exhibition going on there. So big shout out to him.
I've got some of the posters. Go on, Claudio.
Was it Fader?
Yeah, cross like, can you
fade cross across like a good shave? I think it was like something like,
something like that. Yeah, fade across. So I've got some posters for you here, Will. Then. Yeah. So I've took them off Twitter. I've had a lovely little nose. I've got a few of these coming up. So you got this one here, look. With so much time on your hands, Coventry's keeper has whipped up some shaving foam and asked a ball boy to tackle his stubble.
there's a lot going on in that head, isn't there?
Too much going on in that one, I think.
No, I like it.
Even number one, shins, nice. And shins and chins protected.
That's great. Hey. I mean, that gets it across, doesn't it? Better than me. Yeah. Better than the L agencies you've had in the past, you see. You're all legends.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Here's the one, so close you can feel it.
Love it. That's good. So that's good.
Look, 90 minutes.
I was chatting with Dougie about this and Nick. We were on this close area, closing in, edging closer. But I think what we wanted to do is just try and use you know, I'm quite young at heart. I think one of you guys said he can be 59, and I'm 59 in August. But basically, I went to Ibiza last year and stayed at David Guetta's villa. And I'm 26, basically, and go around and be behaved. I've got a crazy weapon of a dog. And but if you don't enable the young, the next generation, that's boys and girls, women and men, because it's there'll be a vacuum, yeah? And like there is in rugby, where youngsters aren't really coming into that. You see the issues it faces financially in the championship where my son Cameron plays for Bedford Blues. And Doug and I, or Doug really, said, we want to talk about the future, Will, not what's happened in the past. Because the past has happened and you cannot rewrite it. And I said, this is true. So with King of Shades, it's about see where you're shaving, not where you've shaved. Foam, see where you've shaved, yeah? Clears, yeah. See where you're shaving. So it's about where you're going, not where you've been. And that's why we went with the vibe, which I think's been embraced universally, which for a football club, I think is kind of cool. I haven't seen any much negative about it, which is lovely from other teams of yours, you know, competing with you. Yeah. And shaving is a bit boring, really, isn't it? I mean, to be frank, it takes a bit of time, isn't it? I've had a shave, King of Shaves. Millionaires are clean shaven. No major world politician has got a beard. Wish Donald Trump had, because that would be good, because then he would be not so good. But it's there is something with, you know, taking care of your skin and your hair and, you know, all your body, your manscaping. But if whatever I can do with Doug and Cov and the amazing fans and community that you guys have, and embracing Dougie and our family and I in such an amazing way, you know, we'll do it. And that's what we want to do. It's about the future. Believe in the future, forget the past, it's gone.
Yeah, I got a few more posters for you. Look, here's one. O'Hare today. On
I cannot comment above my pay grade, all of that, isn't it? So, no questions on that.
There's your winner.
I like this one. I think this one's really good. Will King on Sunshine.
I'm going to show this one to my brother. Because you were famous 30 years ago and you're not coming anywhere near me. No, I love it. It's great, isn't it? We're Will King on Sunshine.
To the music.
I'm expecting 40,000 fans to be singing it on Sunday then, yeah?
Yeah, we'll get that one going along with Woke Up This Morning. And I like this one. This one's a good one.
that is very retro in a cool sort of Sunday Times 1981 sort of back page vibe, I would say.
Yeah, that's the FA Cup final 87, that is.
Is it? We're looking to the FA Cup final 2024, aren't we? That's where
we are.
My favourite one. Let me just pick it out because it did make me laugh today. Not on the vote for it. It says, Coventry fans never FA Cup a shave.
Oh, yes, I've seen that one.
I thought was very clever. And he got a follow and a little retweet out of that. Because I hope. You don't, you know, fuck up, excuse my English, F up the show. We're not on BBC, are we?
No, you're all right.
For those listening, we apologise.
Yeah, I've done quite a few BBC stuff, but not late at night with a hat on with a brother owning a football and a crazy dog. Brout's given me his prediction for Sunday. It's the same as mine. I'm going to put it in an envelope, and I won't lie, I'll put it in there. It's about the belief. That's just it. You've got the momentum. It's the belief, yeah, that you all coalesce and you make it happen, and then you make it happen again. And how hard could it be winning a couple of games? Yeah, it's not hard, is it? Not really.
No. We're 90 minutes away from the final, and that's what it's all about, isn't it, Will?
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is I think Chelsea will knock out Man City, will knock out Man U, and then we'll knock out Chelsea. That's my vibe. But there we are. I'm ever the optimist, as Doug says. I'll always be optimistic, Will.
We've got Mavi TV here. He says there has been some fantastic entries, to be fair, on your competition. So all good. Claudio, have we got any good comments coming in there before we let Will go?
We've got loads.
Go on, pass them at me, and I'll pass them or I'll comment on
it. Yeah, he'll pass if you don't want to answer it.
Right, we'll go through. We've got some hello, Will.
Cough, cough, cough.
Yes.
We live and die in these towns. I'm in Cowes.
Yeah. God, Sam, it's Will.
It is Will.
It is me.
Hello, Sprout.
Hello, Sprout. He commented on mate, let's bring you back with your ball. Hello, Sprout. Yes. He's got his ball. Not a red ball, a blue ball.
What dog is it, Will? What breed is your dog?
Right, so he's called a Griffon Bruxellois, Griffon Brussels, hence his nickname Sprout that my dad gave him, age 91. His real name's Leo, and he's on Instagram, King Leo of Chelsea, where I lived before I moved here. But he's a street urchin dog. He's a mouser, and they were kept in stables in Belgium. They ate mice and rats, and he's a weapon, this dog, fearless. You laugh, yeah? He's like a ninja. He's black. He faced down the day the other day and chased after it. He literally did.
Could play him up front on Saturday, on Sunday.
Well, he's not a fan of huskies because one of those jumped in when it was little. So he basically has a right go at those. But he's an epic dog. And thank you for taking him in as head of Dog King's Sky Blue Army, which is just very surreal, really.
It's a comment from Glenn from the Sky Blue Hub. Just want to say a big thank you to Will and the King family.
It's Doug. Doug, basically. Doug and my mum. Doug.
MC Kit Frames. Top man, Will. Enjoy chatting to you on social media. It was nice to meet you on the other month, too.
Yes. And I have three of MC Kitman's frames. Doug has one. My dad has one. Pete has one. And they're great. And I highly recommend them as gifts.
Martin Coleman, isn't it, that is?
Yeah.
Mavi TV, I love how much the King family have embraced us and become part of the Sky Blue Army.
Thank you.
Evening, Mr. King, you are sitting with the Sky Blue Army. Are you sitting with the Sky Blue Army on Sunday?
So, as you expect, there'll be 21 Kings in the Royal Box again from last year. We're hoping for a different outcome, of course, this time. I don't think so. It'll be very difficult, but I am going to be there in advance of the game. We are going to have a team at Box Park. I know Roger Wade, the founder of Box Park, and he's kindly sorted me and my team getting in there. I've got a lot of inbound on where I'm going to be, but I'm not going to be turning up straight up directors now. I'll be there earlier, and then we'll see the fans hopefully before and after as I'm staying with the family on Sunday night, irrespective of the outcome.
Brilliant.
Jack Saunders, I'm sure Will loves the whole panel being clean shaven.
I wasn't coming on if I saw any beards, basically. So they've done well, the boys. So that's how he sang me as a guest. And I'm sure legs are clean shaven as well, underarms, whatever. Look, it's not a shaving dictatorship. Just take care of yourself, yeah? And if you're going to be clean shaven, be clean shaven, not stubbly.
In fairness, mine took me about half an hour before I came on. So,
well, you might not know this, but Marilyn Monroe kept her face amazing by what's called dermaplaning, which I'm sure you know, which is where you run a surgical level razor over and you take off the top of the skin, and your skin's refreshing all the time. That's why I've got such amazing skin, you see, for a nearly 60-year-old. So I'm 30 years king of shaves. So there are reasons to shave because you are renewing your skin in a nice regular way rather than catching curry in it with your beard if you've got a big beard going on.
I don't understand the big beards at all.
We love beards, edging around them, and obviously two of Cov's top players have got beards and we're all for it. And I loved he was first on the escalator as well. Hey? I wonder who took that decision. That would have gone down like a shit sandwich at Man City, Chelsea and Man U, wouldn't it?
But Will, the best picture is the one on the right hand side.
It is. I mean, to be honest with you, I was a bit slack on getting involved in this image for today's competition. Nick, if you're listening, mate, maybe we'll do a bit of stuff there around it overnight, if you know what I mean.
There's no chest hair present in those photos, is there?
You've got to be manscaping these days.
Luke Carter, The King family are, are our own, part of the Sky Blue Army. We have got loads of these.
That's great. And I'll let Dougie know if you maybe collate how many you have. Yeah. Because he doesn't do social, as you know. He's very different to me. The very same, very different, And he doesn't do it for his own reasons, which I fully understand. I've done it all my life. So on Facebook.com/WillKing, yeah? So, shave.com. So it's crazy, but it's a communication. And it's with the fans I do it, not the footy commentary, who's staying, who's going. I never know. But I love the fans. Amazing fans. You've got the best fans in the entire league, I would say. And they were absolutely shouting their heart out Southampton, where we went last Tuesday. It was like there were no Southampton players there. And I'll tell you something else. I went with Vicky, my girlfriend, to Newcastle. She supports Newcastle, she's Geordie. And the Everton fans were out singing the Newcastle fans, because apparently a lot of the tickets now don't go to the faithful. They've been priced out of it. They can't get in there. They can't get tickets. And it was quiet from the Toon Army. It was surreal. And it's a massive stadium. We'll be playing there next year, or next 2 years, I hope. But it's that state, the amount of noise, Sky Blue Army, mate, Singers Corner, that's just priceless. And Dougie fully appreciates that. And all the support and everything you're all doing for the club, including this programme soon.
Well, I've got a couple of more comments I'll read then, Marcy.
We've got Ali waiting.
Yeah, shaving, I love it. He's shaving, not saving, shaving.
Yeah. Come on, Andy. Just want to say to the King family, thank you for saving our club. And this is from Jack Saunders. It was a pleasure to meet Will and Brother Pete in the lounge against Maidstone. Top guest. Come back on the show again and bring Sprout. Yeah, Jack kept sending me photographs of what he was eating while he was in there.
Well, the thing is, with our family, basically, we all just drink Guinness, because it's pure genius. That's all we do, yeah? So it's unusual in, I guess, in the director's box, because it's Doug, my brother, and our family, and we drink Guinness. And I go back to school with them at Kirkley Iron Lowestoft when I was 17, 16, 15, yeah? So it's like kind of being at uni with your football club-owning brother drinking Guinness, which is lovely.
Now, two secs. Jack Saunders has said, where do we post the posters? I'll show you, Jack, because just in case he missed it. Here you go. So it's on Twitter, on the @1MinuteBriefs. And you can go on the King of Shaves as well, and Coventry City as well.
But you must put on your entry your Twitter handle, yeah? You must, in the thing. Otherwise, we don't know who's done it, you see?
That's it. Definitely.
And that's a nightmare, not knowing who's done it, especially if it's any good, Jack.
I could do a good one. He will. He'll do a good one. A couple more comments then before we get Ali in, and we'll let Will carry on with his evening, because he's going to get ready with Sprout.
I got one from Luke Carter. Will, I'm a redhead, and as redheads, we testify shaving around the neck is a sore subject with redness. Started using King of Shave products and not had a problem since.
So the original problem solution of King of Shaves was it solved that very problem 31 years ago when razors weren't quite so good. So what the gentleman's suffering from is pseudofolliculitis barbae, which is a basic condition where the hair isn't quite etched in the pimple and you get red and raw, and that's why I had pizza neck, I used to call it, and suit and tie. So the shaving oil solved that problem. And then the aloe shaving gel, all the other brands, including Pretender to Our Throne, King C. Gillette, have launched, calling it King C. Gillette, which got a bit in breach of our trademark, but that's a by the by. They solved that problem. But what's also happened is that razor blade technology is just off the scale now in terms of how good it is. But it's still a bit knockier, in my opinion. You know, we should have lasers by now, yeah, or basically spray that dissolves the hair easily and it just falls away. None of this. But because Gillette was sold for $57 billion in 2005 and it cost 4 cents for them to make one of your Fusion razor cartridges at £4, they kind of keep telling you the same. And we're looking to the future and trying to do the best we can.
Yeah, brilliant.
So one more here then. Will, can you, from Mavi TV, Will, can you get David Guetta on the decks for FA Cup victory party?
So here's the thing. I can get a superstar DJ on the decks because my favourite movie is what's that one? Kevin and Perry Go Large. Favourite movie of all time.
Brilliant soundtrack.
Amnesia. My girlfriend, Vicky, currently in Perth, is a superstar DJ. So can't get David Guetta, can stay there, can get her, but it was incredible. We stayed at where he wrote Titanium, and he has his own champagne. And I was a guest of some friends, and I basically came out looking older than my dad after 5 days, going out at 5 in the night and coming back at 5 in the morning, and then staying up and going and repeat. High Ushuaia, amnesia type, gone. Nearly died. So luckily didn't. And Kevin and Perry Go Large, what a great film.
Brilliant film.
Absolutely. As our Coventry City of Football Club. You're all legends.
Brilliant. Right. Now listen, we're gonna let you shoot, Will. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on, and we've got our next guest waiting in the wings. And thank you again. And you're more than welcome to come on anytime.
Well, now I've broke my duck, so to speak. Obviously, when you have a brother who is an owner, there needs to be context, and it needs just to be, you know, it needs to feel like this, because it's very much he's you know, it's a massive thing he's doing, yeah? And yeah. I'm a small part of it with my brand, and I'm his older brother, but I think it was great to do the competition we did today. You can see the direction of Traveller Clubs going in, and here's to a win on Sunday, and a win in about a month's time, and onwards.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, mate, and say thank you to Sprout as well for us.
I will, Sprouty. He's been sitting there waiting to be brought on. Here, mate. Yes, it's your final moment. Yes, there he is. Okay. Sky Blue Army, you know, got a clue, mate. Dad's managed to lose that, hasn't he? And see you all soon.
Take care, mate. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers, Will. Cheers.
Bye.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Right, let's bring Ali in. We've got a packed out show. You're all right there, everyone. Everyone up.
How's you doing?
Sorry, Ali. You were sat in the background. You're all right.
No problem. Well, I was in pain. I obviously didn't get the memo when it came to shaving. I was there thinking, oh, gosh. Not bad, it. You can blame Claudio for that.
That's why I left you in the background. I didn't want to bring you in just in case you've seen your beard. No, absolutely brilliant. What a legend. Absolute legend. Will King. I can't believe it. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Will, for joining us. Brilliant. Now, Ali. Claudio's told me a lot about you. Let everyone know who's watching. Record number of people watching tonight. Tell everyone who you are and what you do.
Well, apart from being one of Claudio's old school friends, I work for Sky Blue in the community. So, obviously, the charity arm of Coventry City. I am the Premier League Inspires coordinator. It is my job to go into schools and talk to young people, the young people who Will was just referring to. It's my job to go in and talk to those people and work with them. And Inspires, I suppose, you could term it as within schools that works with inclusion, works with the pastoral teams, works with young people who are students who are struggling and have got obstacles to learning. So my job is to work with those young people.
It must be very rewarding for you to achieve what you're doing.
Yeah, it's rewarding and at the same time it's challenging, and I prefer the challenging angle of it. I think one of the greatest challenges for us as older people or adults is to try and inspire young people to be more curious about life, to engage with education, but not just education, to engage and sort of reach their full potential. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
I, I, sounds amazing what you're up to. Now, there is one flaw, though, isn't there?
Go on.
Now, everyone will be wondering, why have we got this bloke on? Well, everyone, he works for Coventry City in the community, and guess who he supports? Man United.
Can I just say, I've known Ali since we're about 11 years old, and he's always supported Man United. So he supported them where they're fairly average. So
this is average now.
but I'll be honest, Miles. The first team I supported was Leamington. I used to go and watch. You know, I actually saw Harry Redknapp play for Leamington.
Oh wow! So, yes, I used to go see them, didn't they? Yeah.
But you know, obviously, once I started going to school, I understood that like you're meant to support Man United if you're from Leamington.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I am, and I'm not the only one, by the way. Just in case some dogs looking to get my P45 sorted out right away, there are quite a few of us who support Man United. And we really want Cov to do well. I can't lose come Sunday, and I really do mean that. I'm not just saying that. If Man United win, well, Man United win. There you go. You know, I support Man United. If Cov win, it will be massive, and it'll be so good to go into school on the Monday and have everybody happy about it. So we're all good.
I know you support Man United, but if Cov win, would that mean more to you than Man United beating us, do you think? Because of what you do with the club?
Yes. I can honestly say, and I'm not making this up, when Cov lost at the playoff, I was crying. Because I knew what that meant to a lot of fans, but it also meant a lot for to us as well. It worked for the Sky Blue. We want to see Cov do well, and we can see the changes that Doug is making. It is good. So yeah, it would make a lot of difference. And obviously, if you're working in the and all the children you're talking to support Cov, it'd make a massive difference. Yeah. So I'm not too worried if United lose.
And how do you think it? I mean, we're put this question to everyone on the panel. We'll come to you first, Ali. But how do you think Man United are going to fare on Sunday? Because Coventry on their day can be a force to be reckoned with.
I'll say this. Look out for set pieces. You've got a 19-year-old centre-back playing for Man United, and you've got some experienced players playing for Cov. You know, they're going to be tested, and Harry Maguire is going to have to be fit. So, yeah. And for Cov, I'd say look out for pace on the counter. So, yeah. That's how I think it's going to go. I think set pieces for Cov could be the thing that brings it. If I was going to go for... I think it's going to be a very, very tight game. United have got too much hanging on it. And I just feel that they're going to have those players on the day that are going to just do something special. But you never know. You never know.
And Ken, how do you think it might go Sunday?
I think it'll be quite a few goals, I do, to be honest, because I've seen Man United play the last few games, and I do agree with Ali, because they are a bit dodgy at the back, especially with set pieces, and I can see us definitely scoring against them and creating chances against them, although you have to watch them on a break. Obviously, they've got international players throughout their team, so you can't discount that, so that they are a good side. But of course, so are we on our day, so I think it's down to on the day who's up for it more. If United rock up and think they're going to have an easy game, I think they'll have a shock because we'll be up for it. And I think we're going to win it. I'm pretty confident we're going to win. And I think I'm going to go something like 3-2, I think.
Joe, how are you feeling? Obviously, now, Ali, this is Joe. And Joe is running the marathon and then running from the marathon to Wembley.
Miles, I was watching earlier. I was watching earlier. So I tuned in for a while. So she's running with an injury. I thought she's crazy.
Oh, that's good then.
Is she going to make it to the game?
Yes, she will. She will make it to the game. She's going to ring us all and we're all going to leg it over and catch.
I'm not a footballer. A broken toe now don't stop me, so I'll be all right. I'll get through it.
So how do you think it's going to go Sunday?
I think it's going to be probably a shaky first 10 minutes. Just probably might be a bit too much respect probably in the first 10 minutes. I think United might score first, but I think we're going to win it 2-1.
Yeah,
I'm quite confident of that as well. I don't know. I've just got a good feeling. I had a similar feeling against Wolves. I just think we're going to do it.
Yeah. Claudio, same for you. I mean, you're feeling optimistic?
I'm feeling optimistic, but I think someone's going to sit on Bruno Fernandes if he's playing, which he will be. Defensively, they're struggling because he's just got players injured, haven't they? And also up front, they've got some guys who are pacey, Diallo, Mainu, another guy is really good. Is Rashford fit now, Ali? Is he okay?
I don't think he's fit. I don't think he's been fit for a while. I just think it's something they're not talking about. But right. I don't think he's been fit for a while.
And of course, the lad up front, Hoyland, he's found a bit of form now. Yeah. This could be a real ding dong end to end because both teams love conceding goals at the minute. So if we exploit the spaces behind, because what they do is they come forward, they flood forward. The two wide players come into midfield as well, and it leaves massive gaps behind them. And basically, we've got to get in there. And when we get the chance, Mr. Sims and Wright have got to take their chances on Sunday when they fought them. So it could be like a 3-3 go extra time penalties. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if it goes all the way. I think it's going to be one of the best semi-finals for years because of the way we play and the way United play. I think it's going to be really open.
Yeah.
And to be honest, when we got the draw, apart from it is the glamour tie. And for us, we've got like the whole world we watching this game because apart from Man United fans, the whole world would want Coventry City to win on Sunday. And for us, if we did win it, it's stratospheric. It's incredible because you'll get fans from all over the world. That's how it happens. That's how it happens. It's a massive game.
Yeah.
And I'm just really happy. I mean, Ali's done a fantastic thing because I know he had tickets and he's given them to somebody. He's given his tickets away, which I think is fantastic.
I gave them to the head teacher.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So you the, can't the head
go. At my school. I can't go. So I knew the head teacher wanted to go. And she's a great footballer, by the way. And I made sure. I'm not looking forward to it. It's one of those games, and I've been telling the kids at school all the time, I can't lose.
Yeah.
We how can you lose in this situation? I do want Cov to get something out of it because I just think it would be a massive boost for them. And when Cov are doing well, I mean, you know, as Claude knows, the surrounding area does well.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
And because you know Man United and Coventry, both teams, where do you think, player-wise, that our players could really impact at Man United, against Man United? What do you think beat Man United?
I think United are going to be struggling in the centre-back area, especially when you've got a 19-year-old who's made a mistake last weekend. He's a good player, Kambala, but he's made an error. Now, it's one thing to be playing against, and I say this sort of respectfully, Premiership footballers who play a certain way, everything's to feet, everything's neat and tidy. But if balls are coming in the air and you're being muscled around a bit, which if you saw against Bournemouth last week, that's what was happening to him. He was being pulled out of position. He was being beaten in the air quite a lot. I can see him struggling there. And you know, I mean, Harry Maguire, whilst he's good in the air, he's not very quick. So to get that cover on, he's not going to be able to get there, is he? So that's where I see the issues for United. I don't think Kov getting anything around the sides, but that's why I say set pieces. The worry for Kov, if they push forward too much and they get caught on the break, because Hoyland is quick and Rashford's quick. So that's where I worry for Kov. If they're pushing forward, they're doing well, United might even give them possession. They might even just sucker them in. That's where I worry for Kov. But you never know.
Never know. It's a cup game, isn't it? Anything can happen.
It's a semi-final. It's a semi-final. I think we're all hoping for that, aren't we? We're hoping for one of those sort of backwards and forward games, and it's open and it's going crazy. I think that's what we're all looking for.
Yeah.
I think the other game's just going to be boring.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Ali. The other game, we know exactly what's going to happen in the other game. It will be boring.
Definitely.
Me and Ali. Ali claims that he reckons the best game I ever had was because of him when we were back in the school days. We both went to Mighton School, and we were in the Warwickshire Cup, and no school from mid Warwickshire had ever won the Warwickshire Cup. So obviously, you got the North Warwickshire involved, South Warwickshire.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of games where we had to play George Eliot and Nuneaton, which was just absolute hell on earth playing them. Neville Chamberlain in the semi-final, Bedworth, and where the kids were on the touchline and they were actually kicking us when we were trying to get the ball to set the throw-ins. And this is like under 15-year-olds. But on the way to the game, we travelled to the game in the minibus, and me and Ali had fallen out over a girl.
Let me just close the door a minute.
And basically, we started wrestling on the floor of the minibus on the way there. And I don't remember. He reckoned you got me that wound up. It was the best game I had. And we won the semi final 3-1. I used to play it front. And scored a couple of goals.
Brilliant.
But Ali's a legend. And the year before, we played in the final and we won 5-4 against Campion. That, if anybody knows Campion School locally,
that's right.
Ali got 4 goals. I got the other one. And the year after, I got 2 in the final. But you didn't score in that one, did you? But they're great days. I mean, Ali, you played for Leamington as well, didn't you? I'm sure you did at some
time. I played for Leamington, yeah. Played for Leamington.
Fantastic.
I think quite a few of the local teams. I played for Southam at some point as well. But yeah, I played for Leamington. Also, when Leamington had a youth team, I played. That's when, I just went to say, what's his name? The manager. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway,
he went to Kidderminster Harriers, didn't he, the manager?
Manage England. England C team, that is.
Yeah.
What's his name? Graham Horner.
Graham Horner.
So when Graham Horner was doing the first team, I was playing for the youth team, and it was one of the only times when they had a sort of youth team. In those days, we would play sort of FA Youth Cup games, so we'd play in the prelims and play teams like Birmingham City and things like that. Our school side was exceptional, really. We did very well, didn't we? Great days.
In the final, we played Campion, and they had a lad playing for Campion, Paul Doughty. He actually went on to play for Wolves. And
that's right.
And then went to play in America. And then we played a match against Kenworth, and Tim Flowers is in goal.
That's and, correct, yeah.
Yeah, and he was huge, wasn't he? He's absolutely huge for us. He's like a year below us. He was absolutely massive for his age.
Yeah, yeah. Tim Flowers played football with my brother for Chapperfield Colts. Or was it Stoke? Yeah. It was either Stoke or Chapperfield Colts. They were both in the same team together. So, yeah. Now, Ali, we do Guess the Ground. Don't tell us the name of the grounds. Just tell us how many you think you've got correct out of those two grounds.
I'm not great on grounds. I'm gonna have a guess that the one on the right, I think I know.
Okay.
I don't know that one on the left. Okay.
We'll give the answer in a minute. We'll give the answer very shortly. Let's get some score predictions then, because we're nearly at the end of the show. Joe, we'll come to you first. Can we have a score prediction, please?
2-1.
2-1. Lovely. Claudio?
3-3. Cough on penalties this time.
Cough on penalties. Wow.
Josh Eccles to get the winning penalty.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. You beat me to it, haven't you?
Have I?
Second half, but all it has taken is one chance again for Hadji Wright for his 40th goal of the season. It came from Josh Eccles on the right-hand side. He played the ball to Wright on the...
Hey, come on, what's that all about? Seriously, look. Ali, give us a score.
That's the first time I've seen that.
Is it? You want to see it again? Yeah, it was against Watford.
Yeah, go on,
was.
Put it on again.
Yeah, put it on again. Yeah.
Second half, but all it has taken is one chance again for Hadji Wright for his 40th goal of the season. It came from Josh Eccles on the right-hand side. He played the ball to Wright on the...
Seriously, how did you get it wrong? How did you get it wrong? Come on, Ali, give us a score. Let's have a score.
All right. Right, I'm going to go for 3-2 United, extra time.
Wow, extra time. Okay, extra
time. And sacked on Monday morning for
it. I know.
By the way.
Along with Ten Hag, me and Ten Hag go in the queue together.
By the way,
what was your last job?
Still watching, by the way.
I got sacked for not shaving.
Excuse me. Ken, you sticking with your 3-2?
I'm sticking with 3-2. I think there'll be goals galore, and I think we're going to come out.
And Vicky said to us earlier off air, because she's not very well, bless her, hope she's feeling better for tomorrow. 2-1, she said. I said the other night, we're going to win 4-3. I don't know if it's going to be an extra time or whatever. I think it's going to be like Claudio said, it's going to be end-to-end and there's going to be goals leaking in all over the place. So it could be something like that. So anything can happen, I reckon. Right, let's guess the... got a surprise for everyone. You'll like this, Ali. The last time Coventry beat Man United in the Cup was when?
It was in the FA Cup run when they won the FA Cup.
No, it was after that. When we beat them in the Cup. Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, go on.
And back toward Manchester United. Just can't get hold of possession at the moment. His best. Pulls from all the way through to Doyle. Across the face of goal! And Michael Mifsud, unbelievably, has opened the scoring for Coventry. Michael Mifsud, the Maltese international, was unmarked. It was Doyle's sort of cross shot. And there was Mifsud. He'd pulled away from Piquet. And he slotted past Cusack. And Manchester United are one goal down against Ian Dowie's Coventry. John O'Shea, Martin, he slipped and Osborne confidently holds up possession. Best and Mifsud making the way into the area. Simpson, he's rounded one challenge. There's Mifsud, audacious effort off the post. Piquet, falls to Anderson. Here's John O'Shea, 20 minutes left. Manchester United trail by a goal. There's Dongo! Superb save by Marshall. And it keeps Coventry in front. Well, Manchester United are trying to turn the screw. But Marshall with a phenomenal save. And now Coventry have turned defence into attack. Here's Mifsud. Oh, brilliantly round one challenge. It's 3 against 3. Here's Tab. Mifsud, it's 2-0 to Coventry. Would you believe this? Michael Mifsud has killed off the Premier League champions and surely sent them spinning out of the Carling Cup. Manchester United 0, Coventry 2. brilliant break by the Sky Blues. Michael Mifsud working the channels. All this, remember, off the back of that superb save by Marshall. And it was a wonderful finish. And this will be hitting your headlines in the morning. You won't be able to get enough of this unless you're a Manchester United fan, of course. There's PK beaten by Mifsud initially. Tab. And there is the second and surely deciding goal.
There you go. Hey, making the headlines in the morning. Let's hope that's happening on Monday morning, what? Eh, Joe?
Oh, definitely. Cracking. I love how I just showed it about four times as well.
Yeah, we had about 10,000 fans there that night. Yeah, it was great.
It's brilliant.
Great night. I like the commentary where it said Doyle, is it sidestepped?
Yeah, but you have best problem.
PK. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And also, Johnny Evans playing. He's probably playing on Sunday as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what do you think about that then, Ali?
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if you heard it because you were cussing out a little bit. I was saying that's because you had best playing for you. I was looking at best. What do you mean best playing in midfield? He played for us. I you know what? I couldn't remember that game. I was looking at it, I was thinking, I don't remember this game.
Well, that's the trouble with the Carling Cup. I think people...
Oh, was it the Carling Cup, was it?
Yeah, the League Cup.
Yeah, but you're not going to remember defeats, are you?
No, I don't remember Birmingham last week, to be honest. Blocked out my mind.
Let's get a few more comments in before we wrap it up then, because we are just gone over our time. Oh, no. First of all, guess the ground.
All right.
So, are we all confident? Here we go then. The grounds are... Chatham Park and the race course.
And they've both teams have been promoted this season, haven't they?
And both teams have been promoted.
Yes.
There you go. So if you got those right, give yourselves a round of applause, everyone. Congratulations. There you are. Excellent stuff. Right, come on. A few more comments then, and we will wrap it up for this evening.
So, Rob Nichols, I dreamt Cobb 3-0 last night, all three goals in the first half. And Neil Jakes, so sorry, 4-1 United, I'll get my coat.
Brilliant.
Glenn Sky Blue Hub 3-2 off. Richard Wood 4-2 City, Harry Maguire own goal.
Oh, that'd be good. Loop up over the keeper like the FA Cup final in 87.
Mark French, great to see all the fans come out the woodwork, support City for 50 odd years, no tickets again, same in playoffs. I'm sorry, Mark, but that's not correct because everyone going has had to have an account.
Yeah.
So it's not about coming out of the woodwork at all. It's not like the old days. The FA won't sell you a ticket unless you've got an account at the club nowadays. This is what people don't understand. They kept saying it should go to general sale. That's not how it works nowadays.
You've got to have an account, haven't you? Yeah.
The other thing is, though, your name's not on the ticket, is it? Well, I couldn't see it on my ticket.
Your supporter on it.
I was looking for that. And your average Cov fan should have got Mark Goldbridge on the show. I tried. I sent him a couple of emails.
We all tried. Yeah. We all tried to get him on, but, you know.
He's too busy having a hissy fit.
Yeah, he's too busy with his pajamas.
Your average
Cov fan.
Great to listen to Mifsud on ATSB podcast recently, and that is joining CDBR coverage on Sunday.
Oh. Yes, he is. He is, yes.
Is he using his own account now? Matthew Cadden, 3-2 to Cov.
No, that's Matthew. That's me other cousin. That's Martin's son.
How many cousins you got? You got more cousins than me, and I'm Italian.
I've got loads. Trust me, I've got loads. Seriously, you wouldn't believe how many there are in my family.
Every time I went on holiday to Italy, there'd be a couple more. It's unbelievable. They never stop. Brian Kavanagh, loving the show, keep up the great work. He's got his work cut out. 80 coaches going, official coaches going on Sunday. Unbelievable work that
good
is.
Good luck, Brian.
Yeah, good luck to anybody laying on coaches. It's responsibility, absolute nightmare.
Yeah, 80 coaches, wow.
Graham Cockerell, we have never lost an FA Cup match at Wembley.
No, we haven't.
There's loads more, Miles, but I mean, there's so many. No, Mini 1978, PUSB, a win 2-1.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, no, you missed this one.
Oh.
Going to try and get to the White Horse tomorrow. Yes, if you all want to come and join us at the White Horse tomorrow, here's the team. We're already there, look. We're already at the White Horse. Get yourselves down there tomorrow night. We'll be there about 6:30, starting at 7:30. Live streaming from in the front bar at the White Horse in Leamington Spa. Please come down, say hello. You might have a couple of special guests there as well, but the FA Cup will be there. So you can come down, have your picture took with the FA Cup. We're going to sit around the tables. We're going to have the camera set up. We're going to have microphones. And we're just going to have a sit around the room and just have a chat all about the FA Cup semi-final. So please, if you are, you know, even if you're not in Leamington, you live in Stratford, you live in Warwick, or you live in Coventry, wherever you are, Nuneaton, Bedford, wherever you are, rugby, and you want to come over, a couple of beers with the team, please come and say hello, and we'll have a good crack, that's for sure. So that's going to be a good night tomorrow night. So head down there. Don't forget as well, you can head over to the latest edition, first ever episode from Jim Brown and Claudio. It is called Sky Blue History Podcast with Jim Brown, the Coventry City historian, and it features Claudio. Claudio and Jim have teamed up for this. And if you've got any stories or you've got any subjects that you want them to talk about, please get in touch with get in touch with Sky Blue Fans TV or get in touch with Sky Blue History Podcast. It is on Twitter as well. You can get hold of them on there, or X as they call it now. And we can pass your details on as well. And hopefully you can go and listen to that brand new podcast. It is absolutely brilliant. You don't want to miss it. Not forgetting as well, the George and John statue appeal. Look, £5, not even a price of a pint of beer at the football. Donate £5. We need to get up to £87,000 by May next year because we want the statue outside the stadium. And if you want to donate £500, you can donate £500 and get your name on the statue as well. So we need that George and John statue, don't we? Especially if we get to the FA Cup final this year. It would make it even more special. And then don't forget what's going on King of Shaves at the moment. Head over to their Twitter page or X account. You can win £1,000 as the first prize, second prize, £500, third prize, £250. And for all entries received, you're going to receive goodies with a 50% off products as well. And that is with at 1 minute briefs. Also, King of Shaves, get your posters in. It's all about the poster. What poster do you want? Head over to that page now. You can have a little go at that competition as well, which is brilliant. We've put a couple up tonight. Which one did we say was the favourite, guys? Was it the
O'Hare was funny.
I like the Houchin Header one. That was brilliant.
Ooh. That one, O'Hare today, gone tomorrow, and the Houchin one. They are, look. That's good, isn't it? Cleanest finish, cleanest of finishes. I like the song. I think that's cool. I like the song. I mean, that's brilliant. If you want to get your posters in, please do. And then shins and chins protect. Yeah, that's good, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, that's my favourite.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. The club need to sell shin pads like that in the shop. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, get your posters out there. Now we've come to the end of the show. Blimey, it's been a packed out show. Have you all enjoyed it, everyone? Have you enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles.
Yes.
Miles, could I give a plug, a very quick plug to the some kids I'm working with?
Of course you can.
On Thursday, they representing Sky Blue Coventry City, they're going to Wembley. It's called the Inspires Challenge. So we go up against all the other clubs, 46 other clubs. They have to do a project, a social action project, to support mental health. So the girls have got a project called MHS. You'll see it I'm going to write a little write up for the program. You should see it in the next program.
Okay.
So good luck to those girls. It's five girls from President Kennedy School, year nine.
Fantastic. Is there anything on Twitter or anything or on Facebook about it?
I should have done some tweets today. So you'll see a tweet tomorrow, but you will see something about them in the program.
Fantastic. Brilliant stuff. And good luck to them as well. Hope they succeed, whatever they're doing down there. It all goes well for them. So brilliant stuff. And well done for all your work in the community, all of you there at Sky Blue in the community. It's brilliant what you all do. I went to the, me and Ken and Vicky went to the Pound Pantomime for Fridays before Christmas, and Boosty was in it.
Was he?
Did he keep that quiet, did he?
Oh, we
I didn't know he was in that.
We've got some pictures up.
Thanks for that.
When you see him next, say it's behind you.
Don't you worry.
Most of the players were.
Listen, thank you to everybody tonight. It's been an absolute fantastic show. Don't forget, we are back tomorrow night live from the White Horse in Leamington Spa. If you want to come over, please do. Come and say hello to the team. We can chat around the table, live stream. It's going to be brilliant. Thank you to Will King. I know he's still watching in the background. Bless him with Sprout. So thank you so much, Will King. We really appreciate you coming on. Ali, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much, mate. Joe, good luck on Sunday. Hope to see you at Wembley. If not, let us know how you get on, and I hope you make it to the ground in time.
Thank you.
So, brilliant stuff. Thank you so much. Claudio, Ken, it's been brilliant as normal. Absolutely fantastic, guys. Brilliant stuff. And Ken, I know you've got to shoot off now, but thanks, guys.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Brilliant show. Brilliant show. I'm going to leave you with this. I put it on the other night. I'm going to put it on again. Jimmy Hill, we love you.
I think it is.
It's the cornet, yes.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm hoping you're going to knock out a tune for us.
Give us a blast, Jim.
Shall I blow it? I mean, you won't go.
Sky Blue Fans TV, for the fans, by the fans.